T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:46, 14 before 7. You've been hearing the campaign ads here on WWL. Pearson Cross joins us now, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts at UL. Yeah, I'm sorry, Pearson. I'm having some surgery later today, and quite frankly, I'm staring into the abyss.
Well, I hope you pull through.
Well, thank you. I'm just taking account of everything, you know, looking at the scales and the balance and so forth. Let's talk about the races in Louisiana. I'm not trying to favor one candidate over the other, but President Trump last night saying that Eddie Rasponi was going to cut insurance rates in half. And I'm sure the governor has made some claims as well, although I haven't really heard anything about what he's going to do. I heard about what he's done. Can we start there, perhaps? Is the governor making a lot of claims about what he's going to do or what he's done? And is Eddie Rasponi, when the president says that he's going to cut insurance rates by half, auto insurance rates by half, is that really doable?
No, it's not doable at all. If anybody could have done it, Jim Donlan would have probably tried to do it. And actually, auto rates are, in selected instances, coming down a little bit. But so that's a claim. You know, it's a claim made in the context of a political campaign. I will say that Edwards is smarter to talk about what he did than what he's going to do, because he's going to be facing a very conservative House and Senate. And the chances that he's going to rack up big victories in this next term are probably pretty slim.
Along those lines, you know, one of the things that has come up is trial lawyers, et cetera. Of course, we can talk to Mike Pearlstein later. He's got a thing going on Channel 4, an investigative series about staged accidents, perhaps people complicit with some personal injury attorneys, maybe not. I don't want to besmirch anybody's name at all, because I know I'll be sued very quickly. But when it comes to trial lawyers and so forth, there was a bill that was in front of the legislature that didn't get out of the legislature, and that was headed by Republicans, right? Both the House and the Senate?
That's correct. Yeah, I don't, you know, there's the freedom to sue and the freedom to seek damages for what you've done. I mean, damages are already, they would like to cap them more. They would like to change some of the procedures and some of the levels of damage, and then that would change the way the trial works and things like that. And they may succeed in doing something like that. In that case, John Bel Edwards would be the, you know, the law industry's last line of defense, so to speak. But although he's a lawyer, he isn't really what you would call a trial lawyer. He's kind of a small town, you know, nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes lawyer.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is, in terms of accuracy, just to be fair, it's not as though the Republicans passed a bill and then the governor vetoed it. It never got out of either the House or the Senate, wherever it was, correct?
Correct. And that's also the way governors like to do things. I mean, why would you bring a damaging bill or allow a damaging bill to make it out? You want to kill that in committee. That's like a standard practice. If it gets to the point where you have to issue a veto, that's a failure of the governor's office along the way.
But does it work in Louisiana where the Republicans or the party in control has a majority on the party on the committee?
Well, now that's the point. And see, so with both houses getting almost a supermajority, they're getting very close to be able to put anything they want on John Bel Edwards' desk and dare him to veto it, right? So this is where it's really going to get ugly, or could get ugly. You could see that happening.
But in this case,
should he win a second term?
But in this case, they didn't. I'm just trying to figure out what happened. I'm trying to remember what happened with the trial lawyer's bill. And it seemed to me like it died in a committee that was chaired by Republicans, right? So it was the Republicans that did that?
Well, remember, when you say Republicans, Louisiana, the Republicans are the majority party now. But to say Republican means a vast variety of Republicans, all the way from real conservatives like Blake Magaz and Alan Seabaugh, all the way to, moderates like our very own Brobridge Mayor Fred Mills. So, you know, there's a big swing there.
Gotcha. I'm just trying to be accurate on this stuff. 6:50, 10 till 7. When we come back, we'll talk about outside influence, and one would be the president campaigning for Eddie Rasponi, as he's done for some other candidates around the South. Also, the political action committees that come in, and then they try to do as much damage as they can, I guess, to the opponent or whatever they can to get their guy elected or woman, and then they leave and we have to deal with it. And how much impact does that have on a voter? 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Pearson Cross, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Associates, a professor of political science at ULL. How influential, Pearson, or is there any way to tell statistically how influential these ads are from out of town, I presume, PACs, or do we even know if they're out of town?
Well, sometimes the PACs are pretty hard to trace, and certainly the people who are supporting the PACs money-wise are extremely hard to trace. But they can be pretty influential. You know, if they have a killer ad that comes on at the right time and hits a particular strain, we saw that last time when Edwards was running against Vitter, and he got that, you know, just crushing ad about answering the call of duty, you know, while Vitter was on the floor making the call to someone else. So there, it just really had a major effect.
Along those lines, Eddie Rasponi has talked about Governor Edwards' military service, saying he shamed, and I'm paraphrasing here, shamed the military by becoming a trial lawyer or something along those lines, or supporting trial lawyers. Eddie Rasponi got a deferment to go to LSU, as I remember. Look, a lot of people did. I'm not saying one is better than the other. But is there any ground to be made or any particular vulnerability for either candidate that the other one has yet to exploit or is likely to exploit? Because we've not seen the worst of it, have we, Pearson?
No, I think it's going to get really nasty. I mean, we've seen it. Okay, we saw that, you know, there was Jay Banks put out an ad that said that Eddie Rasponi was racist, that it was like electing David Duke if you voted for Eddie Rasponi. You know, I think we're going to see more of that. You know, Rasponi probably really wishes he could take back that comment he made on a radio show, I think it was.
But he doubled down on it. He didn't.
Well, yeah. He should. That's not a winning thing for him, and that may just indicate his inexperience as a candidate. But frankly, you know, going to West Point is one of John Bel Edwards' strongest things, and anytime you give somebody the opportunity to get their back up and be self-righteous about something, that you're not doing your own campaign a favor.
So you said it's likely to get ugly, and it's gotten pretty ugly before. Any vulnerability on either candidate's part that the other is likely to attack?
Well, you know, you got to think, Edwards' record is pretty well known. And if, you know, unless they're holding something back, I think they're just going to hit him with the same kind of attack they've been doing. The question is there something about Eddie Rasponi? And I would, maybe they're waiting for this shoe to drop, but I'm thinking there's got to be something. Eddie Rasponi has a long business career. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some people out there with some grudges who felt they weren't treated right. There's maybe some inside deals or some deals that look like, you know, from an outsider that they could be inside. So I got to think they're going to have to go after his record as a businessman who created jobs. I mean, that's his number one thing.
We'll see. Thank you, Pearson. Appreciate your time. Coming back, Tommy Tucker, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.